I am Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, just horsing around.
Oh, I should have seen that one coming.
Yes, you should have.
And we have Mr. Dan Pimentel with us.
Yes, good morning.
How are you today?
I am fantastic. I feel really good. This show just feels like everybody's just in an upbeat mood. I love it.
Oh, we are.
We'll fix that. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, you haven't seen us when we get cranky yet. Your card here. Freelance writer, marketing manager, public relations, advertising.
Bon vivant, man
and,
about
and
town.
And branding. Sounds like you could help us out here.
And bottle washer, too.
Yeah, chief cook and bottle washer.
And I park the cars.
Sounds like a fun job. And you write a blog. You have the Airplanista Aviation blog.
Right. I've had that since 2005. It used to be called World of Flying years ago, but there was a guy that had a line of DVD that had that name, so we had a nice chat.
Oops.
And yeah, he was cool about it. So he said, if you could change it, that would be nice. So I came up with that word in the middle of the night one night. Airplanista. Nobody was using it. So
some of the greatest ideas in aviation happen in the middle of the night.
They do.
I thought alcohol was usually involved.
Yeah, that too.
Well, I Googled it, and nothing came up, and that's hard to do on Google. And
yeah.
I said, oh, Mal, I just invented a word.
There you go.
I've done that too, but I can't say it on
the air. Yeah, those words, yeah. Never mind.
So what got you involved? Why did you get started with an aviation blog?
Well, I've been a freelance writer and photographer since 1979. I used to started out doing auto racing, circle track racing, and always had love for aviation, and just it was a natural thing to do. I've been a journalist and photographer all my life. And when blogging came out, at first it was kind of like it was before Facebook, and so people were doing, hey, look, here's what I had for breakfast.
Interesting stuff.
Blogging got kind of a bad rap for a while there because it was people just blathering about.
It was stream of consciousness.
Yeah, right. Like it's like, who really cares? But it's matured in a lot of ways, and there's a lot of sites out there that allow people to, authors like me, that I write for 7 magazines, and so when I do that, the editors, it's got to be done a certain way. But with my blog, it's unfiltered. I can literally, in the middle of the night if I want, get up and just bang something out, and it's a way to be looser and just kind of tell it like it is.
So that you use that to kind of clear out your brain, and
I do.
Then you're ready to go write the pieces that are structured again.
Right. I can in writing you have several different voices, different ways of writing, and the blog allows me to just be my own, just like if I was sitting on the tram talking to somebody.
Right.
Just boom, that's how I write on the blog. And so people that are in our world, they really latch onto it because it's like, okay, this guy's one of us.
Right, right.
So if you have a particular pet peeve with whatever, you can sit there and rant about it. And there's
don't give him any ideas. He'll rant about us.
He's already going to.
Oh, okay.
That's a done
never mind.
Deal. No, but you can sit there and say, this situation came up and I really don't care for it. And there's no real consequences about it. You can get your point across without having an editor say, oh, you can't say that.
Exactly.
That's a good and bad thing.
Except that there's journalistic ethics that are involved. And I'm kind of old school. I come from the place that you should fact check things before you just spew it out there. And that happens a lot these days. People are all in the 24-hour news cycle. They're trying to get they're trying to be the first,
right?
Not necessarily the most accurate, but the first. And so there's a lot of bad information that comes out all the time. And so I'm still one of those people that if I want to write about something, I do my homework and make sure that what I'm saying is at least factually accurate.
Yeah, you don't want to get flamed.
Yeah. Like that TV station out in San Francisco a couple years ago with that Korean airliner. That was funny. As soon as I saw that, I knew it was a hoax.
Yeah.
Not for the producer that did it.
No,
yeah, exactly.
It wasn't quite so funny.
It was more like career ending.
Yeah, it really was for them. Oh, well.
Yeah. That former producer
who's
now working at Kmart.
And I'll bet you he fact-checks his stuff from now on, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well. So what do you write about with Airplanista?
Well, Airplanista is just what you said earlier. It was a stream of consciousness. Whatever floats my boat. I just posted my today's blog post on there on Airplanista, and I thought it up on the bus coming over here. It just boom came to me. I go, oh, yeah, that's what I'll write about. So I wrote about it. And so with the magazines, I specialize primarily in people profiles. My specialty is going in and looking at the big people that you recognize all the time in aviation, and then I go and I find their backstory. I did one on Tyson Weiss of 4Flight recently, and I mean, everybody knows about ForeFlight, right? But and you maybe have heard his name. So I went and dug into like, okay, where'd you come from? How'd you get from high school to this giant corporation? Right. And so that's my specialty. And so the editors really like it because it presents these people in a little bit different light than they normally see.
Right. You get the whole picture.
Yeah.
They really are human.
Well, you know, there's a lot of times when you really don't understand everything that's going on when you're reading an article, especially if it's some kind of breaking news, because it just seems that there's always a twist or a spin that people will put on certain articles. And it's nice to know that there's sources out there that are still telling the unvarnished truth.
Well, that's a whole nother story. Can someone write without bias?
It's tricky.
Yeah,
it really is tricky. But I've done some like solid hard news, what they call it, the daily newspaper, AP style, New York Times style, and it's tough to work at it. I tend to write positively about aviation. Somebody else can grouse about it if they want, but so. My bias is that I want to promote GA. I want to make it get bigger. I want everybody involved. If I can help somebody with one of my stories to get them some exposure, I'm good. They're good. Everybody's good.
How Sounds many like, subscribers? I don't even know what the term is to your podcast. Do you have?
Well, on the blog, not as many as I'd like.
Well, it's always the case.
Yeah, it's not even enough to mention. It's gone up and down. It's more of just kind of it's out there. I, you know, under 1,000, but it's not 10,000. It's not 100,000. I haven't quite broke that through that ceiling yet.
Well, you know, you got to be careful with that because a lot of readers on your blog, it's a double-edged sword. You know, you like the success, but now you feel that you're married to it. Oh, I got to put something out for the groupies today. And that can be quite a dent in a lifestyle.
Yeah, well, we've never had that problem.
No, we never will either.
Well, I'm just approaching 10,000 followers on Twitter, and that's really my axe. My daily thing is Twitter.
Okay.
That's where I do exactly what you say. I always, every couple hours, I go like, maybe every 4 hours, it's like, you know, there's got to be something out there happening that I could comment about and try to interact with people. That's why I like Twitter, is it's really interactive. You can get conversations going about things really fast.
He obviously doesn't work the same kind of jobs we do.
No, obviously not.
The life of a freelance writer is something I probably wouldn't understand.
It's a little interesting. I'll tell you, I've been self-employed for almost my entire career, and it's like being an artist with the exception of I'm not busking on the street to try to get you to throw quarters into my guitar case. It's not too far removed from that.
Well, it's an artist with a deadline.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's kind of different.
Yeah, I mean, I'm blessed that with working with some editors that the top of the game, that they're just really great people, and they're really specific about what they want, and I've been doing this a long time, so they say, you know, how about this one? I'm going over right now to interview somebody over in the Hangar A, and that came about in the last 10 minutes.
Wow.
And it's like, can you go over there and interview this person? Sure. Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go over there and put them on the radio.
Let's tag along.
There might be some things we could learn.
Oh, I'm sure we could learn tons. I have no doubt of this. So, Oshkosh has just got to be a cornucopia of material for you.
I have to limit it myself. Last year, I actually ran myself into the ground. I mean, I was down to bloody nubs on my feet from chasing stories. And so this year, I'm kicking back a little
bit. There you go. Got the sandals on.
Yeah, I'm just really kicking back and enjoying it and letting the stories come to me.
I was going to say, there's got to be some high points at Oshkosh that, you know, stuff that you know of beforehand that you go after, right?
There are some. Last year, more than this time. This time, I'm switching it up. I'm letting it come to me. If it happens organically, I ran across something last night that was super exciting for me and may turn out to be something great. Just happened literally from standing next to somebody. I looked over and I go, oh, hey, had this conversation and boom, this big project might happen. So
very cool. You find most people are open to talking?
I do. We're pilots.
You don't have to spear them, huh?
Yeah, no. It's always like, hey, what did you fly in on? You know, and yeah. Oh, a Hughes 500. I mean, that happened at breakfast.
Oh my goodness, yeah, a Hughes 500.
Right. It's like how many times does that happen?
Once.
Not many.
Yeah. Yeah, really. That's quite a machine.
Yeah, it is. It's a little hot rod helicopter.
So the next sentence out of your mouth is, can I go for a ride?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've backed into rides and everything doing that. You know, just, hey, you know, talking to a guy, come on, you go for a ride.
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow with the people from Just Aircraft.
Stop.
Were they just in here?
No.
They were in the press conference. Right. They sent out a press release, and so I immediately jumped back on and sent back their press guy and said, "Hey, are you giving any media rides? I love Stoll Aircraft, and that's something I've always wanted to write about. You know, could that be possible? And yeah, sure, let's do it. So tomorrow morning at 9, I'm going to go to the ultralight field on that super small little strip and get my stole on.
Exactly.
Sounds good.
I take it you've never flown out of there before.
No.
Well, there you go, a first.
You're going to be in for a treat.
I think so. They make great aircraft. I mean, what could be more cool than landing on a sandbar in the middle of an Idaho, you know, getting out of your airplane and dropping a line in the water?
I take it you're a fisherman.
I used to be.
Well, hopefully.
Wouldn't it be faster to just like do a low pass and hang the line out there and it's like
you could.
High speed trawling?
Better hang on to that fishing rod though. It's going to hurt if you catch one. Yeah. I was going to say, at least, you know, you're dropping a line in the water, not dropping the airplane in the water would necessarily be a problem there. I was going to say, you know, we try to schmooze for rides and it just never happens.
I see this.
Oshbash.
We only have a couple of, just real quick, because we yammered. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I've got that event. My event, annual event tonight is in the press tent at 5:30. It's called Oshbash. It's a social media meetup event and networking opportunity. If you like social media of any kind, just come on over there at 5:30, and we're going to have a room full of people, podcasters, everybody. Bring your business cards, your materials, and just chat it up.
All right. That sounds great.
Sounds like a good time. And it's 5:30 where?
At the press tent.
Which is a couple doors down.
Okay.
Just east of the media headquarters. If you go to the FAA tower and walk outbound on the 025 radio, you'll run right into it.
Okay, I've got a VOR in my backpack.
That's how I separate the pilots. If you don't know how to get there with those directions, maybe you're not my kind of people.
Well, Dan, I want to thank you for joining us. And
Thanks for having me on.
And podcasting, blogging.
Cool. Blogging. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.